News. I'm Laura Winters. President Biden will be sitting out the traditional pre-Super Bowl interview tonight for a second year in a row, despite the massive audience of both Democrats and Republicans. Reacting to this move, Democrat strategist James Carville, who tells CNN's Michael Smirkanish, it's a bad sign.
Well, when you don't accept a Super Bowl interview, you're, I don't know, pulling averages, you're 3 points down in a two-way. It's the biggest television audience, not even close, and you get a chance to do a 20, 25-minute interview on that day, and you don't do it, that's the kind of sign that the staff or yourself doesn't have much confidence in you. There's no other way to read this. And he's not going to do debates. He is old. I know what it is because I'm almost as old as he is, and it's never going to get better. You're never, you know, today is the youngest you'll ever be for the rest of your life.
Superstar Taylor Swift makes it back here to the States from her sold-out concerts in Japan ahead of the big game tonight to watch boyfriend Travis Kelce play for the Kansas City Chiefs as they take on the San Francisco 49ers. The game in Vegas starts at 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Now, as for ticket prices, we turn to USA's John Schaefer, who is checking out the scene in Las Vegas.
According to StubHub, it's shaping up to be the priciest Super Bowl to date, with tickets for the game at Allegiant Stadium here in Las Vegas commanding an average price of $8,600. A StubHub spokesperson noted a surge in demand to witness the showdown between the San Francisco 49ers and the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. They mentioned that 38% of ticket sales come from California, while 10% come from Kansas and Missouri. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
King Charles making his first comments since disclosing he has cancer. In a statement released by the British royal family, King Charles says he would like to express his heartfelt thanks for the many messages of support and good wishes he has received in recent days. Doctors discovering the cancer while he was having a prostate procedure last month, King Charles is 75 years old. In entertainment news, The Daily Show will welcome back a familiar face next week. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
John Stewart returns to host the Comedy Central show on Monday nights starting February 12th. Stewart, the former host, will take over the desk through the 2024 election. Since Trevor Noah's departure in December 2022, The Daily Show has been featuring guest hosts. I'm John Schaefer.
Turning now to news about the economy, USA's Tim Berg with an update on the latest UAW deal.
The United Auto Workers Union announced earlier this week that they have signed the majority of workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The plant is VW's only U.S. factory and builds four vehicles. The UAW had launched a campaign at the factory earlier this year, and it is the first time they have received the majority of support of a non-union auto plant. So far, UAW has not asked Volkswagen to recognize the union or file to hold an election. I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.